Yes, after all these years in the temple, I've finally found the secret. Now to show my pal. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again? But that trick never works.
This time for sure. Presto!
Let go of Sarah, you foul-smelling hat rack.
Look who's talking. Whoosh!
The wounded man staggers into view, his gait awkward and halting. He edges along a wall, using it for support. If he can only make it for a few more blocks, just a few.
No, not, no, please. I have to tell, someone.
The secret. Out of the silly and sinister world of sword and sorcery, right before your very ears and ears, into this story walks the oddest hero ever to star in cheap radio drama. I speak not of Howard the Duck, Neil the Horse, or Francis the Talking Mule, but Cerebus, the Aardvark.
To Erg the Unduly Tall believes we have found the curly hair, you laugh?
No, look. He's dying. But there's someone with him.
You want to Erg, Shudder?
No, we haven't seen the stranger yet. We have to make sure he's not bigger than you are.
This last phrase becomes ludicrous even as the shorter barbarian utters it, as he sees that their quarry has fallen at the feet of a certain stubby gray aardvark.
Right, Turg. Ask the little fellow if the curly hair told him anything. Be careful, though. The gray one looks kind of fragile.
Sure, he lass.
Now, we'll need 2 pack horses for the gold, food for 2 weeks, picks, shovels, Turg!
The surprised Alas discovers that his huge cohort has taken an uncomfortable position beneath the furry feet of a somewhat annoyed aardvark.
Tell him! It never fails. 2 hours in any of these accursed cities, and some farmer with more muscle than brains comes flying at me.
Excuse me.
Does this oxen breath slop belong to you, wimp?
In a manner of speaking, I told him to ask you to join us for a drink. I'll deal with you later, idiot. It would appear he got too carried away or something. It would be so kind to grab a leg, though.
As they drag the hapless Turg to the nearest tavern, Cerebus's suspicions are aroused. But they are very quickly repressed by his enormous, as usual, thirst.
This is one of the best taverns in the Est.
Turg does still not understand why we are drinking with a killer who looks like a bunny.
Of course, the main attraction is Jaga.
At this, Elas points out the lovely, sinuous dancer on the tavern stage.
Cerebus has no interest in such foolishness.
Excellent. Ah, our ales have arrived.
Unbeknownst to the usually sharp-eyed Cerebus, Elas slips a certain substance into the aardvark's ale.
Now, my little friend, let's see if your mind can be changed about Jaka. 3 of those pills should make you a little more suggestible, and Jaka should make as good a test as any.
The unsuspecting Cerebus swigs his ale with enthusiasm until but a few minutes later.
Cerebus can't remember when he has enjoyed an ale so much.
I really think you should watch the show. Jaka is said to be the most beautiful woman east of the sofa. Her hair is like white silk. Her movements are cat-like. She is... she... Cerebus? Turg, it worked! It worked! He's in my command. He'll tell us where the gold is, Turg! Come along, Cerebus. We're going out for a little... chat? He's gone! Turg, he's gone! Our one-way ticket to a king's ransom in gold is gone! Where, Turg? Where could he have... Oh, Tarim. No.
Elas discovers the drugged earth pig lying prone on the stage, staring upward, longingly, lovingly, at the dancer, Jaka.
Cerebus, come on. We have to talk about something. You can stop watching the show now. We have to... Ooh, my god.
Alas finds himself the unlucky recipient of the dreaded Earth Pig tail thrust.
Are you okay, Alas?
Never mind. We need someone to talk to Cerebus. Get him to come with us.
Oh, yes. We need someone to talk. Oh, no, Alas, please. Turg is still sore from his last talk with a killer who looks like a bunny.
Stop sniveling. He just caught you off guard last time.
You wish something, short gray one? You will have to speak louder. Jaka cannot hear you.
If you wished, the service would kill you a yak for your supper.
Jaka thinks you are cute. Jaka dances again in 1 hour. You will stay, no?
But Elas, he won't want... Elas, look!
Turg points out a sinister-looking group of robed and hooded individuals entering the tavern.
Terms, teeth, and toothpicks. Chens, Trebu, and Lohire. I'm a Bari Allen.
Well, what does it mean, Elas?
It means the Brothers of the Black Sun are better at tracking than I thought. They'll kill us if they get half a chance, Turg. I have to get Cerebus to leave with us, and this time I won't take no for an answer.
Alas again tries to approach the lovesick Cerebus.
Look, you're only 3 feet tall. I'm 5'8". Reason will tell you that it will do you no good to resist me. So just let me take your arm like this, and we can get out of...
Due to a drastic underestimation of the Earth Pig's strength, Alas finds himself sprawled across the table of a rather disgruntled customer.
I am moved to ask, friend, just prior to rearranging your face, why did you smash my ale mug?
Help me, Turg.
You can pray to all the strange gods you want to, but...
Turg is no strange god.
When a fight starts, you should hit people with chairs first and ask questions later.
Jaka?
People who are hit with chairs should have the good manners to fall down. Not... throw their attacker into a wall.
Strike a blow for Boreala, brother.
Done, brother.
Excuse me. Do you know where I could find Jaka?
Jaka? That whore. What do you want with her? Eh, midget?
Say, what's going on over there?
Looks like a herd of gray teddy bears are beating up down on the Boreala mercenary.
I think you make a cute couple. That must hurt.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone swallow his own arm up to the elbow.
Time is running out, Turg. But we have one more way to get to Cerebus. Good day, dear Jaka. We meet again. You remember my telling you of a certain curly-haired fellow? We know he told Cerebus where the treasure is hidden in the temple. We need you to find that out. We will pay you 10 gold pieces now and cut a percentage of the treasure.
And if Jaka should decline your offer, Elas?
Then, Jaka, I will have to prevail upon Turg to make sure you never dance again.
Sometime later...
Jaka asked you to stay behind Cerebus so we could talk.
Cerebus loves a little freckle on your elbow.
I want you to tell me where the man you...
I'd love to lick apricot brandy out of your navel.
Look, Cerebus, Jaka has to tell you something.
If Cerebus had a navel, would you lick apricot brandy out of it? You don't like apricot brandy?
They said they would kill Jaka if she didn't help them.
Who said they would kill Jaka? Jaka will do it. I once got her to make a priest break a 10-year vow of silence. Ah, Cerebus, we were just talking about them.
And that's only a sample of what you'll get if you threaten Jaka again.
You lost?
Shut up and help me pry my fingers out of my nose.
Sometime later, back in Jaka's dressing room.
And they said the gold was in the Temple of the Black Sun. The Temple of the Black Sun. That's not far from here. With a message I got from the dying man. I know where the gold is. Cerebus has just had an idea. We can get the gold. You and I, Jaka. If it's real, if it's a real Black Sun treasure, you and I can be rich. Rich beyond our wildest dreams. We can see the Wall of Sea, Smyrna, the Decapitan Kingdoms. But it means you'll have to stop dancing. No, you can dance for me. I'll buy you a house and jewels. I'll buy you a ton. No, 2 tons. All this more will be yours, Jaka. You need only agree to come with Cerebus. Gold, jewels, travel.
You don't have to bribe Jaka, Cerebus. Jaka wants to go with you.
Cerebus hasn't been this happy since he beheaded his first Borealan.
Meanwhile, staggering through the city streets.
We have to get him, Turg. Those pills will be wearing off very soon. He thinks he's beaten us, Turg. A little does he suspect that even now I'm working on an infallible master plan. He'll find Elos can take a punch and bounce right. What am I saying?
Turg thinks you should rest.
Nonsense. We have business to do. We'll try bluffing him.
Unbeknownst to the aching Elos, Cerebus is doing business of his own with one of the fine local merchants.
And you will deliver those supplies to the tavern in 1 hour. Mayhap Cerebus should take a small trinket to Jaka, or perhaps some fine silk to clothe her. Jaka will be so pleased. Magenta or azure blue, I should wonder. What was Cerebus doing looking at foppish cloth when he has money for ale?
Meanwhile, the hapless duo find themselves at an inn.
Perhaps you should wait until your neck is strong enough to support your head, Elas.
I'll be fine, Turg. I just need you to guide me.
Jaka has moved to one of these rooms. Cerebus is probably with her.
I'll try the first one.
Good luck, Elas.
All right, I know you're in there. I finally trapped you to this.
But the residents he discovers in the room turn out to be none other than the very priests of the Temple of the Black Sun, whom he has been hoping all this time to avoid.
Oh. Beat me up carefully, would you? I haven't been well lately.
Meanwhile, back at the inn.
Tarum, I must have been drunk. Cerebus remembers coming here, but Cerebus doesn't remember leaving. Doubtless the ale was sour. Cerebus will save his gold for another tavern. Damn these cities. Cerebus never knows what awaits him around any corner.
Truer words were never said, for around the very next corner awaits.
Cerebus, you're back. Jaka was getting worried.
Cerebus knows no Jaka. Stand aside, wench.
Cerebus, what of the Wall of Sea, Smyrna, the Decapitan Kingdoms?
Well, what of them?
You really don't remember. I can tell. Something has happened to you. Here, I'd like you to have this.
Yeah? A bottle of apricot brandy? Why would...
Someday, sweet Cerebus, you will remember why, and you will return. And Jaka will wait for that day, beloved, even if it takes the rest of her life.
Will Jaka and Cerebus ever meet again? Will Cerebus ever remember what the apricot brandy meant? Well, you're not going to find out for a long time. So suffer. But be sure to tune in next time anyway as Service seeks the temple's gold in Black Sun Rising. Cerebus the Aardvark is adapted with permission from the comic books of the same name, written and drawn by Dave Sim, published and copyrighted by Aardvark Vanaheim Press. Radio adaptation was written by Cara Dahlke, production and engineering by Chris Dronan. Players for this episode were Curtis Hoffman, Cara Dahlke, Stephen Bruce, Jerry Stearns, Kate Worley, John Singer, Brian Westley, Dave Rome, and Michael Butler.